Allez, rassemblement.
Je vous demande d'être particulièrement vigilant dans le désert, c'est une zone où on
ne va pas souvent. The desert, extra vigilance required. A population that favors violence.
Avant de partir,
deflate your tires. We don't want to spend the day digging vehicles out.
Sinon, on va pas aller très loin aujourd'hui.
Bulletproof vests on, helmets, sunglasses, water. They're arming their firearms. There are six French vehicles, but we've also got the Malian army with us in six pickups and the white armoured vehicles of MINUSMA, the United Nations peacekeepers. I've counted 18 vehicles in the convoy.
What's your name?
Luis, Lieutenant.
What are the main security challenges on a patrol like this?
We have to be careful about suicide vehicle. It's the main street.
Suicide bombing rather than landmines are also a threat, aren't they?
When we are in desert, it's very difficult for terrorists to know where we are going to pass. But when we progress on a beautiful road, it's a real street, yes.
It's been nearly 2 years since the launch of the French intervention to oust Al-Qaeda from Mali. Now France has redeployed across five countries, from Mauritania in the west to Chad in the east. Colonel Jean-Michel Lucity, head of Operation Barkhane in Mali, says the French base in Timbuktu has fewer than 40 soldiers.
We have ordnance, medical care, logistics, infantry, intelligence, etc. to support Malian battalion, which is 600 persons.
So is what we're seeing here, the liaison units, is this a new model for combating terrorism in West Africa?
I think it's a new model because of the mission of Barkhane in Mali and in Sahel. The African armies need the support of the partners like France, US or others to set up different skills and different capabilities to fulfill the mission in UN or within the African Union.
C'est dur, hein?
Through the dunes, it's hard going. We cover just 30 kilometres in 3.5 hours. The best way to fight terrorism is by gaining villagers' confidence. Before we leave the tent, one of the elders, Mohamed Ould Aboubakar, has a message for the French. Until a month ago, he and his family were living as refugees in neighbouring Mauritania.
We came back because the soldiers are here. If the United Nations or France leave, we'll have to leave again.
There's a further 1,000 kilometres between us and the Algerian border. The UN is due to bring unarmed drones to Timbuktu early next year to give it eyes in the desert. But drones don't talk to people. Armed groups still have most of the desert to themselves.